Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After 3 days of peace talks on the Syrian conflict, here's what's been accomplished. Nothing. Meanwhile, roughly 5,000 people are fleeing Syria every day. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, is stepping up their response. Steve Van Valkenburg says outreach work shifted to round-the-clock refugee response. And what they found is...
In the midst of a world that's turned upside down, when they hear God's word preached is something that they are longing for. They long for something that's solid and has substance and is meeting their needs.
Pray for strength and vision. There are lots of ways you can help at our website. Meanwhile, India's patriarchal society creates a plethora of problems for women, especially those in lower castes like the Dalits. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
Generations of women have been treated as second-class citizens. Not only that, they are told that they are not worth anything. They're not worth educating, that they're not wanted, that they're a burden. However, as Christians, we know that each one of those women was created by God.
There's an easy way for you to get involved at our new website. And World Health Organization statistics show 71% of the world's leprosy cases are in South Asian countries. Today wraps up a week of Gospel for Asia leprosy outreach in India. Since Sunday, GFA teams have been cleaning leprosy colonies, giving food and medical care in 12 Indian states. Along with offering care, gospel workers are sharing the love of Christ with each patient. Pray communities find new healing and hope in Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, Mission Network News is now offering the new book, Congo Dawn, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell, a real but fictional depiction of rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.